Dear Cheap Astronomy, is time travel into the past really out of the question? That's a nicely phrased question, since of course time travel into the future is relatively straightforward. We are all travelling into the future at a leisurely pace, and can confidently expect to get there tomorrow, or next week, or maybe even next year, as long as our health holds out. If you want to get to the future at a quicker pace than everyone else, you just need an energy source to accelerate yourself. For example, you could eat a pizza and run around the block a couple of times, which would get you a fraction of a nanosecond further into the future than your couch potato neighbour. Or you could try surfing the wavefront of a supernova explosion, using its 99.9% light speed to transport you into the far future. Time travel into the future is just a question of engineering. Time travel into the past is more troublesome. Right now, like today now, time travel into the past is absolutely impossible. The idea that you can just keep accelerating until you breach light speed and then find yourself travelling into the past is just ludicrous. Relativity physics clearly shows that as you approach the speed of light, you will see the universe's lifetime begin to accelerate around you, and long before you reach the speed of light, the universe as you know it will have ended. But that's not to say we might not be able to travel into the past at some point in the future. The presence of intelligence-driven technology raises the possibility of some kind of time travel mechanism that could never have occurred naturally. Relativity physics, at least on paper, does allow for some extraordinary time-space warping that may conceivably create a tunnel that would enable travel from the future into the past, and vice versa. But such a tunnel needs gateways at both ends. And before you can have a gateway in the past, you will need a sufficiently advanced technology that can construct such a gateway. We can't do this today, and certainly no one could have done it in Julius Caesar's time. So, for now, we continue to live in a privileged era that no one from the future will ever be able to access. But that may not be the case for our children's children, or perhaps their children's children. It is quite possible that there will come a time in our far future when someone figures out how to build a past gate that people from the future can then connect with. From then on, every future generation will be able to travel back as far as the first past gate that was ever built. But they will never be able to travel back to 2014, or to 1420, or 1420 BC. Once there are past gates, people should be able to live everything over and over again, and can even take a break to enjoy a meal at the restaurant at the end of the universe. Although for them, the universe will never really end. But even from a primitive 2014 perspective, this doesn't seem an altogether plausible scenario. Surely there must be some kind of energy cost every time someone goes back from a future gate to a past gate. Their trips would progressively remove free energy from the future, and so hasten the inevitable heat death of the universe. This means that future gates would begin to shut down as the universe that had once supported them no longer could. People could still retreat further into the past, but that would just keep on taking energy from what was left of the future. And so it might eventually come about that, from the moment the first past gate gets built, the future of the universe comes to an end. And so, in a nutshell, time travel into the past really is out of the question.